Welcome to Inspirational Moments and Loving Conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, today is a beautiful day. I haven't seen outside, but I am trusting in the Creator. And I know that this is springtime. And so while it has been a challenging few weeks, we are still here, we are moving forward, and we are marching on in the army of God. We are being uplifted and cared for and protected in our journey. And for those facts, I am thankful. You know, I realize this may not be what we had envisioned at this point in our lives, but it is still a beautiful existence. Our journey is not always easy. It's not always clear, but it is, and it must always be purposeful. And so, you know, as I'm sitting here and I have my eyes closed and I am relaxing and thinking of you and thinking of the blessing of your life, right? And so I know sometimes we get a little tired and a little weary and we wonder, you know, what our next step should be. We wonder where we should be going next, what we should be doing with our time, and, you know, really, are we fulfilling our purpose? And so today I had the blessed honor to just sit back and listen to my brother, one of my older brothers, speak, and, you know, just listening to his dream for the world kind of put everything into perspective for me. You know, sometimes we get a little almost mono vision. You know, we start looking at our circumstances and our battles and sometimes our difficulties, and we just don't see past them like we really should. And, you know, while I do a lot of reading and a lot of listening and, you know, self-reflection so that I can, you know, do better with my life and increase my joy and, you know, heal the areas in life that, you know, sometimes we stumble over if we don't look them in the face and, you know, define our path through so that we can be better, do better, and, you know, pass goodness on to the next generation. You know, we get a little sidetracked. And so as I sit in, you know, the virtual presence of my brother, I was picturing his image in my head as we were talking today. And I was just thankful. I was thankful for the time that he had to give me. And thankful that, you know, my breath was good. I was able to, you know, to interact with him. And it was something I hadn't been able to do for quite a while. So, you know, that just, it elevated my spirit today, and it gave me some courage to keep going, you know, to keep fighting through the challenges that I face, right? And hearing the dreams of his heart helped me kind of reevaluate some of the dreams I had too. And it's interesting because that particular brother is, he's got one of the greatest hearts I've ever come into contact with. And so he reminds me a lot of my son and of my dad. And so as he was talking to me, I was just feeling this immense amount of love and almost like a sacred protection, you know, just being in his virtual presence, as I call it. And initially I was thinking we would talk about some of the reading that I had been doing lately on healing things such as, you know, generational trauma and past trauma. And, you know, as I sat at my brother and I envisioned myself as a little girl sitting at his feet and just listening to him speak, I just it kind of healed the things that I, you know, was going to talk about today. You know, of course, they're still there, you know, but my soul just felt renewed and comforted in a way that I clearly had been missing. And so, you know, while I do have other things for us to discuss, I just wanted to ask you if you have made the time to call someone that you love and to sit in their presence in your mind and just enjoy the moment of being fully present in that conversation. You know, one of the last books that I've read was called Begin Again. And as I listened to that book and I listened to this author share, she just bared her soul about all the challenges she had. It reminded me to be mindful of the moment of life. And, you know, that's kind of a hard thing for me because I feel like I'm always trying to outrun myself because I hate the fact that I am, I don't want to say compromised, but I am impaired and prevented from doing some of the things that everybody does every day and takes for granted. And so I think that's why I have a tendency to multitask all the time. But one of the gifts I received as I listened to this author's journey was just the gift of patience, of calm, and of mindfulness. And I had my own theory of how I could be mindful and still multitask, which clearly was not doing for me what this book did for me. But as I listened to this book, it just brought so many beautiful emotions and even some tough feelings out. But the one gift that I want to interject with today is the gift of just being present. Of just slowing down, not, you know, trying to outrun ourselves or trying to prove to ourselves that we are just as capable as we was 20 years ago, you know? And I thought about that and I was like, wow, what a blessing. What a blessing it is to just be in the present moment and not to have to try to live in or with my ego and try to prove that I could be as I thought I would be at this point in my life, or that I had as much purpose as I did 20 years ago, because my purpose has changed. And though my abilities may have shifted, you know, my life is still, it's still a good life. And sometimes I need to be reminded of that too. So when I remind myself and I speak with you and share, it's interesting because I don't know if I've told you that, but I really need you to understand that as I'm sharing with you, I'm learning and growing too. And so I never want to come across as if I, I'm not with you in the journey and fighting the same battles you're fighting or experiencing the same issues, because I am. That's what makes me be able to talk with you about them, you know. And so my biggest takeaway was that I truly was okay. I actually reached out to a friend across the pond and I just had to just be honest and say, you know, I've been trying to find something for several months and I really didn't want to admit to you that I couldn't find it. I couldn't see it. I didn't know where it was. I couldn't remember the person's name who sent it to me. And that's why I haven't been able to progress in what I wanted to do at this point in my life. And when I made that, had that epiphany, that moment of just realization that I had been living in false self, right? I had not been honest with her, with you, with myself about you know, a battle that I faced. And I really didn't even realize that that's what I was trying to do, right? Because I had always just worked real hard and, you know, been a go-getter. And I prided myself on being able to do anything that I put my mind to. And so, you know, now that I find this season of my life does not have that same flexibility, I was sitting in ego saying, I can still do, I can still be, I still am. I am all this, that, and more, right? But not in a prideful way, but just in a way where I was just trying to assure myself that I was okay. And so it required me to be vulnerable in a way that I had not been vulnerable. And when I sit back and I listened to that and that came up for me, I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming. But as I took that lesson for what it was and I sat with it, it made me better equipped to quiet my mind today and just focus on the breath I had and the journey that was in front of me. And that was building a beautiful memory with my brother, with one of my big brothers. And so I'm not going to overdo it by talking too long. But I do want to just encourage you to sit in the moments that matter the most in your life, to feel them, appreciate them for what they are, and to really look internally and see if there is something you've been hiding from too. I tell you, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and I am thankful. And of course, I'm always thankful for any time I get to sit and talk with you. So I'm gonna end this at this moment and just send a prayer, a silent prayer to you, and to tell you thank you for being in this journey with me. And actually, you know what? I think I am going to do a prayer, because I think that that's what's in my heart. And let's do that. Heavenly Father, we come before you now united. United in one love, Father, just to say thank you for your grace. Father, thank you for bringing us to this moment in time, for carrying us through this journey, and for reminding us that we may not be what we think we need to be, but we're all right with you. Father, I ask that you touch the heart of anyone within reach that is hearing this message, and let them know that they are fine in your eyes. They are all that you created them to be. Father, bless their hearts, ease their spirits, and let them know that they are enough. Remind them of the importance of just sitting still and breathing through whatever they're going through. Remind them that they are loved by you from their head to their feet, Father. Allow them to be comforted by your love. Open their hearts, heal their minds, and allow them to feel the joy of your love in their life. I pray this simple prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And so it is with my spirit today that I wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, be joyful, be well, and live in the moment. Goodbye.